Dear friends in Christ Jesus, and they sold their houses, and the money that came from that they laid at the feet of the apostles. Sounds like a first-year student paying tuition to me. But there may be, as the hermeneuticians say, another interpretation. The interpretation starts, as all things of the New Testament, with the resurrection of Jesus. This year, your being here starts with the resurrection of Jesus. The words are simple, simply spoken, but speak of a profound, deeply rooted, and all-encompassing event. Christ is risen from the dead, and all things are new. People do strange things, like selling houses and giving to the poor. Who would ever do that? Who, and this is a more important question, would ever give up the potential of human life and want to become a pastor or a deaconess? I don't know. But I've been blessed for many years to live amongst them. And I don't want to make you feel proud. But I want to speak truth. You wouldn't be here if Jesus were not risen from the dead. For when he rose from the dead, he places his voice on the wings of angels, angelos, messenger, preacher. It's the form of his life. And therefore, we have to get it right. What do you say in order to demonstrate the living Jesus? Well, it's something very much like our text, that you give up all that you have. That's what Jesus did. He gave up all that he had. His life, his body, his shed blood. And the scriptures say he thereby revealed the living God. It's a strange calculus, my friends, and one that I dare say we will never fully grasp till the end of time. That in the calculus of God, the death of a man is the life of the neighbor. The death of Jesus is our life. And whatever else it is that you are called to be, when you are called to be a pastor or a deaconess, it is to give up your life, just like Jesus did. He became the life of another. He took that life up upon himself so that that other might be freed. And that's what you will do too. You are here to be able to speak, to form heart and mind so that you might do it better. I don't frankly know what might have happened to your life or mine had we traveled a different road. Wealth, big house, I don't know, maybe not much at all. But I know that when God leads you into this road, that your being here testifies, he led you to give up a life. He asks you to lay down the possibilities of fame and wealth, maybe health, who knows what, because you're in his servant, in his service, your servant. And your servant as he is servant. I came not to serve, but to give my life as a ransom for many. And that's why the song we sang is a perfect introduction to our year. It speaks of an incarnate God who lightens the darkness and reveals the paternal love and says, just as in my weakness, God was never far. The lower I was, the more he was for you. So also, the more you serve Christ by serving your parishioners, the sick, the poor, the needy, the sinner, the closer God will be to you and to them. And so we pray, come, Lord Jesus. By your Spirit in our hearts, your work begin. Bring the healing restoration of your image lost by sin. From your fullness all receiving, grace upon grace, new life within. May it be so to you, my friends, as you continue and as you begin the glorious vocation of servant of Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.